Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名开始讲话。
In present and God now, 2013, the new beginning.
感谢神给我们一个2013年的好的开始。
God continue to help us, our church and all the family here in Chicago area.
愿神继续帮助我们的教会和我们在芝加哥地区的家庭。
This morning, I'd like to share with you, as a topic, is be the man of God.
今天早上我想跟大家分享的题目是成为神人。
Please turn to Second King.
我们来看列王记下。
Second King chapter 6.
列王记下第六章。
Second King chapter 6 from verse 8 to 22.
列王记下第六章第八节到二十节。
Chapter 6 from verse 8.
列王记下六章。八节到二十节。
Now the king of Aram was warring against Israel, and he counseled with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." And the man of God sent word to the king of Israel, saying, "Be aware that you do not pass this place, for the Arameans are coming down there." And the king of Israel sent to the place about which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him so that he guarded himself there more than once or twice. Verse 11.
第十一节。
Now the heart of the king of Aram was enraged over this thing, and he called his servants and said to them,Will you tell me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants says, Now my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. Verse 13. So he said, Go and see where he is, that I may send and take him.And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is Dothan. And he sent the horses and the chariots and the great army there, and they came by night and surrounded us. 15. Now when the attendant of the man of God had risen early and gone out, behold, an army with horses and chariots,was circling the city. And his servant said to him, Alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered, Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. 17. Then Elisha prayed and said, O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw, and behold,The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, Strike these people with the blindness, I pray. So he struck them with the blindness according to the word of Elisha. Verse 19. Then Elisha said to them, This is not the way.The city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. And he brought them to Samaria. Verse 20. And it came about when they had came into Samaria that Elisha said, O Lord, open the eye of these men, that they may see. So the Lord opened their eyes. They saw, and behold,They were in the midst of Samaria. Verse 21. Then the king of Israel, when he saw them, said to Elisha, My father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? 22. And he answered, You shall not kill them. Would you kill those you have taken captive with your sword and with your bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink.And go to their master. 23. So he prepared a great feast for them, and when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. And the marauding band of Aramean did not come again into the land of Israel. I think chapter 6 from verse 8 to 23 and this passage is very familiar with us.
我想列王记下第六章八节到二十三节讲所讲的故事我们大家已经耳熟能详。
Now because of the man of God, the Israel made a great victory of this instance.
因为神人呢所以以色列人在这场战争里面大获全胜。
And chapter 6 here, we find out many verses mentioned about the man, Elisha, as it says, the man of God.
我们在这个第六章里面看到以利沙多次被称为是神人。
If you find chapter 6, verse 6, the man of God, and chapter 6, 9, is the man of God.
我们来看第六章第六节里面讲到神人，第六章第九节里面也称呼他为神人。
And verse 10 also said the man of God.
第十节也称呼他为神人。
Chapter 6 verse 15 also said the man of God.
第六章的第十五节也叫做他神人。
But this man of God is as a tag mark for the Elisha.
这个神人呢就是以利沙的他的称号。
Because everybody noticed that when they look at Elisha said that this is the man of God.
所以每个人看到伊丽莎就都会知道说这就是神人。
But we as a Christians, we also need some, we as a believers, we can be called the Christian.
我们作为基督徒呢，因为我们信神，所以被称为是基督徒。
And if you look at the Acts chapter 11, the members, all those believers in Antioch, they were called the Christian later.
我们来看《使徒行传》第十一章里面，那些基督徒也是被称为是基督徒。
When they first called the Christians, it took some time.
当他们最先被称为是基督徒的之前，是花了一些时间的。
Near Barnabas and Paul, they continued to educate train all the members.
那使徒保罗也继续的帮助并且训练基督徒。
Let all the these believers from outside the people look at them as a Christian.
让所有这些信神的人、信主耶稣的人，从外邦人的眼睛里面看起来是基督徒的形象。
Here the Second King chapter 6 here this is a man of God, the man of God.
在列王记下里面所讲到的这个神人呢
？And this story, when the king, the story is like this. This the king of Aram. He trying to overpower the kingdom of Samaria.
那这个第六章里面讲的故事是说亚兰王想侵略撒玛利亚的王。
The kingdom of Aram is already great enough to trying to attack the Israel.
那这亚兰王已经，这亚兰国已经是够强大到去攻打以色列。
If you look at the Second King chapter 5, the story about the Naaman was introduced.
我们如果看列王记下第五章，那这里这个故事就有一个梗概了。
But this is the Naaman is the one of a general the next to the king, but he has a leprosy.
Excuse me. 第五章讲的是说
the chapter 5 second yeah, king chapter 5
yeah, 第列王记下第五章
but he heard from the little girl says that there is a man of God so he can heal you
他是从那个小女孩呢听说说有一个神人呢可以治愈你的病
to find out that Naaman do not hesitate but bring his armyAnd then visit the man of God.
所以他就问那个神人是否要攻打以色列。
We find out at that time the kingdom of Samaria is pretty much under the power of kingdom of Aram.
我们已经知道撒玛利亚的国度当时实际上已经是被亚兰国度所统治。
When the king of Israel when he received a letter from Aram the army general to visit the man of God in the Samaria at that time the king of Israel was very frustrated and also very frightened
当以色列王收到亚兰王的挑战的信件呢，他当时已经是很痛苦，所以他要问神人的意见。
We have noticed that during the time of this, the kingdom of Samaria is very weak. They have not enough power to defend themselves against the kingdom of Aram actually.
我们知道撒玛利亚国度在当时他们的军备是非常的弱的，他们根本抵挡不了亚兰王。
But only this kingdom was to survive and to be protected because of the man of God.
那唯一的原因可以让他们继续生存，不被攻打，是因为这个神人的原因。
Here, King of Aram trying to conquer this the kingdom of Samaria.
亚兰王呢，现在是想要占有侵略那个撒玛利亚。
Every time he trying to set a plan to attack the Samaria, every time he find out because the Samarian arm, the Israelites army, they defense themselves. There's a place where they attacking.
但是当每一次亚兰王去攻打撒玛利亚的时候，他会发现每次攻打的地方，撒玛利亚人都有所防备。
So the king of Aram was very frustrated.
那这个亚兰王呢，就很头痛。
Because every time when he set the plan, then the man of God always talked to the king of Samaria to protect them.
因为每次亚兰王计划攻打的战略，那个神人呢，就会跟撒玛利亚王会
去讲。So they find out who's the one that sent this kind of inside of the plan to over to the king of Samaria.
所以这亚兰王就想找出来，到底是谁把他的军事秘密、军机秘密泄露给了以色列王。
They find out that this is not a spy in them, but actually this man of God in Samaria.
结果他发现的是，不是他自己军队里面有奸细，而是撒玛利亚有一个神人。
So the chapter 6 verse 12 here that one of the servant of king of Aram says, "No, my lord, king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tell the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom."
我们来看第六章十二节，就有一个臣仆说，我主我王，没有人帮助他，只有以色列中的先知以利沙，将王在卧室所讲的话，告诉以色列王了。
So all the servants of a kingdom of Aram, knowing that who is the obstacles of their obstacle for them to attacking this country.
所以在亚兰王的那些臣仆都知道，他们泄露这个军机秘密的事情。
So the king decide to seize this man of God.
所以亚兰王就想去寻找这个神人。
So he sent the according to verse 14, they sent the horses and chariots and great army.
所以第十四节就讲到王就打发军车和大军往那里去。
It's not during the daytime, but nighttime. Went to this city and surround this city.
那个并不是在白天，而是在晚上，把那个整个城都围起来。
I think they're trying to get rid of this man of God.
我想他们可能是想把这个神人杀掉。
So they went early the next morning, and the servants of the man of God and came out to see that all the enemies surround his town.
那第二天早上呢，以利沙就是神人的仆人，早上起来以后，看到马车和兵都围困了整个城。
The servant was so scared because the enemy's country came and then surrounded his town.
那仆人呢都很惊慌，因为整个城都被兵马所围住。
So the chapter 6 verse 15, and here the man of the servant of this man of God is say, "My master, what shall we do?"
那在第十五节里面，仆人就对那个神人说，我主啊，我们要怎样才好呢？
And then the Elisha says, "Do not fear."
那以利沙就说，不要惧怕。
And for those who are with us, more than those who are with them.
与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
The one here we can find out that the man of God's faith.
我们从这儿就可以看到这神人的信心。
Yeah, he has this confidence that the man of God says, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them."
这神人很有自信地说，不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
I hope the 2013 in our life.
希望2013年在我们的生活里呢。
We have about 12 months within this year.
我们这一年里面有12个月。
We never confidence that this the whole entire can be smooth all the way until December.
我们除非到了十二月，到了年底之后，否则我们没办法很有自信的说，我们这十二个月会很顺利的度过。
Of course, it's a blessing that if we have always a smooth enough our life, then it is blessing also.
如果我们的生活一直都很平安顺利的话，当然这就是神赐的福。
But sometimes our life is going to turn to be a circumstance and our surround situation turn to be like a very hostile and turn to be very challenge to us.
但是我们经常会遇到一些挑战和生活里面的一些麻烦。
Then we, if we have a, this kind of confidence like a man of God Elisha has,
假如我们有像以利沙这个神人一样的信心呢？
And those who are with us more than the those who are with them.
与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
We understand that we believe in Jesus Christ, God, the Lord. He is greater than anybody else.
我们都理解我们的主耶稣基督他是比任何人都大的。
Now instead we look at our the physical circumstance, our life, but we can see God within us. He is greater than anybody else.
我们要从这个物质世界以外看到主耶稣基督与我们同在。
Then our life will be blessed and also we can be the man of God.
我们的生活就会受到祝福，我们就会成为像这样神人。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
我们来看约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4 verse 4 and 5.
约翰一书第四章第四节和第五节。
First John 4, verse 4 and
5.
You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
第四节,
they are from the world, therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listen to them. We are from God, verse 6, the first part says. And then we get to verse 4, he says, you are from God.
我们看第四节说你们是属神的。
And I have overcome them because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
继续又讲到并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
And here the John remind us who is the greatest within us.
在这个地方约翰再次提醒我们到底谁是更大的。
Maybe we encounter all the challenges, sometimes we are maybe discouraged.
Yeah, 有时候我们遇到挑战的时候呢，我们会信心受到打击。
But if we can find out God is greater than anybody else,
但是当我们发现神比任何都大的时候，我们就会解决这些问题。
That we can have a true peace within throughout this 2013.
我们就可以在2013年里面有真正的平安。
No one can take away this peace and this joy within us.
没有人可以把这平安和喜乐从我们心中。
But of course, Paul, when he was in the ministry,
当使徒保罗在做圣工的时候
，he had gone through a lot of difficulties.
他也是遇到了很多很多的困难
，a lot of challenges,
很多很多的挑战
，there's a lot of persecutions,
而且很多的迫害
，a lot of matters in his life can be bothering him and disturbing him.
他生命中遇到很多的事情都会不停的困扰他
，and at the same time that a thorn in his body.
而且在同时呢，他身体上也有疾病在骚扰
，actually the circumstances are actually very negative for him.
在当时的情况下，对他来说是非常负面的。
But he can have a joy within his heart.
但是他的心中却可以有喜乐。
But where this joy has come from?
这喜乐从哪来的呢
？Because he trusts in God.
因为他信神。
You know, the God is within his heart.
因为神就在他心中。
If physically maybe under the great stress and the persecution.
也许我们的身体遇到很多的迫害和很多困难。
The Jesus Christ within his heart.
但是因为主耶稣在他的心中。
No one can take away such confidence within him.
没有人可以再把主耶稣从他心中拿走，他有这个信心。
He can ask the saints, rejoice always.
所以他就写信给众圣徒说，一定要喜乐。
Why? Because who is in you is greater than anybody else in this world.
因为那在你们里面的比这在世界上的更大。
When John chapter 16 verse 33, Jesus said that.
约翰福音第十六章，主耶稣是这样。
We know this verse, but we can open the John chapter 16.
约翰福音第十六章第三十三节。
These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have a peace in the world. You have a tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world.
约翰福音十六章三十三节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
When this, of course, we have a peaceful life is the best.
当然，最好我们就是有一个平安的生活。
But yet, sometimes the peace generate actually let us our life and sheltering ourselves to stay in the comfort zones. We cannot grow up our spirituality actually.
但是平安有时候往往让我们在我们舒适的环境里面却并不能够得到成长。
Many times the challenge and difficulties, actually when we penetrate, we overcome it, and then actually we can grow up ourselves.
挑战和困苦通常当我们可以把它打破的时候，我们就可以有所成长。
But sometimes because those who believe in Jesus Christ at the beginning.
那么有些人呢，他们在一开始是信主的。Since I
believe in Jesus Christ, my way, my life is very, very smooth and peaceful.
因为我信主耶稣基督，所以我的生活是有平安喜乐。But
since I pray, so life can be very peaceful.
因为我祷告，所以我的生活就很平安。
But here, what Jesus mentioned that is, I have spoken to you that in me you may have a peace in the world. You have a tribulation.
但是主耶稣在这里却讲到，说你在我从我里面得到平安，但是在这世界上却要受苦难。
Bible keep telling us that there is a challenge and there is a tribulation, there is a suffering.
圣经不停地告诉我们，我们会遇到苦难，我们也会遇到要挑战。But
the thing is, Christians, we know how to overcome it.
但是作为基督徒，我们知道要怎么样战胜这些。Because
the great one that within us.
因为那最大的是在我们心中。When
we receive the Holy Spirit.
当我们受到圣灵。We
understand that God is within our heart.
我们都知道神是在我们心里。He
has a comfort always within us to help us, encourage us.
他作为一个保惠师，他总是在我们心里面鼓励我们。If
we rely on our Lord Jesus, if we rely on the Spirit of God.
如果我们 全权的依靠神的灵，
we can overcome all kind of difficulties.
我们就可以战胜一切的困难。
The given kind of challenge is because God knows that we can handle it.
我们所能遇到的苦难是因为神知道我们可以受得了。
And John chapter 14, and Jesus talked to his disciple.
在约翰福音第十四章， 主耶稣跟他的门徒们讲，
Do not leave us as orphan. John chapter 14 verse 18.
约翰福音第十四章第十八节， 我不撇下你们为孤儿。
I will not leave you as orphans.
我不撇下你们为孤儿。
Once we believe in Jesus Christ,
当我们开始信主耶稣，
we become a children of God.
我们就变成神的儿女。
We never forget that God is within us.
我们永远都不要忘记神就在我们心中。
He will never leave us as orphan.
他永远不会撇下我们做孤儿。
Because sometimes life turns to be like a very lonely.
因为有时候生活是很孤独的。
Maybe because we feel that nobody understands us.
因为有时候我们觉得没有人可以理解我们。
In a sense, people against us maybe.
甚至有时候我们会觉得人人都与我作对。
The situation turns to be very hostile to us.
那有时候那个我们所经受的生活环境就很苦难。This
is the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这却是主耶稣基督给我们的承诺。
I will not leave you as orphan.
我不撇下你们为孤儿。
The greatest one, the God himself within us, do not let us to leave as orphan.
那最伟大的神在我们心中，所以他不会撇下我们为孤儿。
Listen to Psalm chapter 3.
我们
Psalm chapter 3 verse 6.
我们来看雅歌， 是诗篇。
Psalm chapter 3 verse 6.
我们来看诗篇 chapter 3 第三章
3 verse 6节。 I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have set themselves against me around about. Here the David, he says, I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have set themselves against me around about.
在这大卫说，虽有成万的百姓来周围攻击我，我也不怕。
Because David had experienced that he always have the in danger in his life.
大卫因为他有在生命里面经常遇到危险的这样的经验。
He has experienced that always have a trouble in his life, but God always delivered him out of the difficulties.
因为大卫经历了很多危险的片刻，但是总是神出手把他救出。
He understand God is great.
所以他理解，他知道神是大的。
Another verse here is Psalm chapter 20.
我们来看第二十章。
Psalm chapter 20.
我们来看第二十章。诗篇第二十章。
Chapter 20 verse 5 to 7.
诗篇二十章。第五节和第七节。
Psalm chapter 20 verse from 5. We will sing for joy over your victory, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petition.
第五节。
Verse 6. Now I know that the Lord save his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Verse 7.
第七节。
Some boast in chariot and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. This is good. We can see the confidence of the David.
我们从这儿看出大卫的信心。
He has confidence of his victory.
他对他的胜利是有信心的。
Because he knows God is with him.
因为他知道神是在他里面。
And then here verse 6 said, Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed.
在第六节里面讲到，现在我知道神救护他的受膏者。
He knows that he became a king by the anoint of God.
因为他知道神是会救护他的。
So he knows that God listened to him and God protect him.
他知道神会聆听他，也会保护他。
Instead of he did rely on the man's way, but rely on God.
他是选择了信神的方法，而不是信
的方法。We find out why God loves David so much.
我们也知道为什么神如此的爱大卫呢？
Because of the verse 7.
因为第七节。
Some boast in the chariot, some in the horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God.
有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到主，我们神的名。
He knows from God. He knows that God himself protect him, and his power is more than anything else, even the chariots and the horses.
他知道神亲自来保护他，神的能是最大的，大过车，大过马。
Let us remember the 2013.
让我们来2013年记住。
Just like a man of God in 2 Kings chapter 6.
就像那列王记下第六章里面的神人一样。
But this time the servant, when they look at outside, the enemy surround this town.
当他的仆人看到那城周围已经被围住了。
He was scared.
他们非常害怕。
But man of God doesn't have any fear.
但是这神人却没有惧怕。
Because he knows God with him, and his army is greater than outside of the circle around him.
因为他知道神是与他们同在，神比那些兵马更大。
Hope that 2013 that you and I we can overcome all kind of challenges.
希望在2013年我们都可以战胜一切的挑战。
But with this understanding.
我们要有这样的理解。
God is greater than anybody else.
神比一切人都更伟大。
God is the greatest.
神是最伟大的。
He is within us.
他就在我们心中。
We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be scared.
所以我们不要惧怕。
And the second point is we can look in the 2 Kings chapter 6.
我们第二点要谈到的是，我们来看列王记下第六章。
When his servant was scared and then they asked him, what shall we do?
当他的仆人，这神人的仆人害怕了以后，就问他说：“我们要怎么做才好呢？”
But verse 17, chapter 6, the second king said that Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes.
那在十七节里面，以利沙就祷告说：“神啊，求你开这少年人的眼目。”
Then it's one thing we find that Elisha every time he prayed.
我们看到每次当以利沙祷告的时候呢
？And chapter 6, verse 17, Elisha prayed.
第六章十七节里面讲，以利沙祷告。
18 also Elisha prayed to the Lord.
第十八节里面也说以利沙祷告神。
Verse here continued that he prayed to God. Verse 20 also.
在第二十节里面也继续的提到以利沙祷告神。
Each moment when things he move on, he prayed to God first.
有任何发生任何事情。他要做任何决定之前呢，他会先求告神祷告。
We find out why Elisha is the man of God.
我们这样就可以看得出为什么以利沙是一个神人。
Because he's a man of prayer.
因为他是一个会祷告的人。
When Elisha, when he find out, you know, his servants came to him, Master, what shall we do?
当他看到他们的仆人，他的仆人问他说，我们要怎么样才好呢？
He knows that his eyes are not open.
他知道这人的眼目是
没有睁开。So he knows that he cannot see the army from heaven to protect them.
他知道这少年人呢看不到从天国来的天兵天将来。
Maybe because Elisha, you know, kind of talked to him, said, "Oh, you have a little faith."
那以利沙并没有说，哦，你这个小信的人呢？
And kind of rebuke him is possible. He can rebuke his servant.
他可以去教训他的仆人。
But Elisha, instead of he directly dealing with the servant, but he prayed to God.
他并没有去教训他的仆人，反而他是求告神。
So he can pray to God, so let his servant eyes can open and can see the armies from heaven.
他向神祷告说，求你使这些人的求你使这少年人的眼目可以看见。
This is actually.Great way that we get the man of God to deal with that.
这是这神人所做的非常好的行为。
Elisha concerned about his servant's little faith.
以利沙是用信心来让他的仆人看到。
The first thing he did is he prayed for him.
但是他第一件做的事情是要为他们祷告。
And so they let his eyes open so can share this kind of confidence come from heaven.
让他的仆人的眼目可以看得到，所以可以跟他们分享这样的信心。
But sometimes we look at in the church, people some of faith is weak, some of it's maybe we can say strong.
我们可以看到我们教会中的人呢，有的人信心软弱，有的人也许是信心比较强的。
What we gonna do?
那我们要怎么做呢？
Sometimes husband's wife is strong, sometimes wife's faith is stronger than a husband.
那有时候我们夫妻之间也是。夫或妻一个信心比另外一个更强。
How we can help each other?
我们怎么样能互相帮助
？How we can share the true faith that got given from God?
我们怎么才能够分享神给我们的信心
？Is my faith because of me or because of God?
那我的信心是因为我还是因为神呢
？We understand the faith is come from heaven.
我们要知道信心是从天国来的。
Maybe because God allow us to have a better faith and bigger faith and greater faith than others.
也许有时候神。愿意让我们有比别人更强的信心。
Instead of look down other people who are weaker,
我们不要去只是去瞧不起那信心软弱的人。
We can pray for them.
我们却要为他们而祷告。
Pray is sharing.
祷告就是分享。
Pray is sharing about confidence given from God.
祷告就是分享从神得来的信心。
Elisha pray for his servant.
以利沙为他的仆人的祷告。
So as a husband and wife also is pray for each other.
所以夫妻之间也要互相祷告。
As children, as parents, we also pray for each other.
作为小孩或作为父母，作为儿女，我们都要互相祷告。
Sharing this confidence.
来分享这样的信心。
When Elijah prayed to God, let his servant's eyes open so he may see, truly God allowed this happen to him.
当以利沙为这少年人向神祷告的时候，那神就让那少年的眼目睁开。
The servant's eyes open.
在第十七节里面就讲，那少年人的眼就开了。
He saw that all the horses and the chariot of fire is from heaven.
所以他就看到从天国来的火车和火马围绕着以利沙。
No more the servant is a fear after this.
就仆人看到这以后就不再惧怕了。
Because the prayer of Elisha.
因为以利沙的祷告。
He wants to share this confidence from heaven.
他想与这仆人分享从天国来的信息。
And also there's an Aram, there's a circle around. He prayed to God for the enemy.
那从另外一个角度看，亚兰也是在为他的敌人祷告。
And so he prayed to God, let their eyes to be blind.
他向神祷告说，让他们的眼睛看不到。
So that he prayed to God, let all the people, all the armies of army from the Aram.They all become blind.
他是以利沙祷告，让亚兰人的眼睛看不到。
And lead them into the center of Samaria, it says.
然后把他们带到撒玛利亚的中心。
And then also he prayed to God, so let their eyes to be opened.
所以他也向神祷告说，再让他们的眼睛可以看到。
Find out their circle around by the now is a the whole thing is upside down, changed.
等他们的眼睛睁开以后，却发现他们已经在撒玛利亚的城中，整个情况就
whole situation now change around.
那整个的情况呢，就反过来了。
At the beginning is enemy circle around the man of God. At the beginning, the enemy circle around the man of God.
哦，在一开始呢，是敌人把神人围困在中间。
With the prayer of man of God, now is the situation is changed.
通过了神人的祷告呢，整个却黑白颠倒过来。
God can do everything.
神是可以做一切的。
If we pray to God,
只要我们向神祷告。
So we have never underestimated our importance of prayer.
我们永远不要低估了我们祷告的
功效。If you pray, my prayer is very important.
你的祷告和我的祷告都是一样重要。
This is essential, actually, in the church, in our family.
这是非常非常重要的，在教会，在家庭里面。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
我们来看腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4, verse from 4 to 7.
腓立比书第四章第四节到第七节。
Philippians 4 from verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with a thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your heart and all your mind in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书四章四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Chapter 4, verse 6 here, Paul says, be anxious for nothing.
第四章的第六节里面讲说应当一无挂虑。
Is it possible?
有没有可能呢？
Yeah, because, as a Christian, make us to be possible.
作为基督徒，让我们把这变成可能的吧。
Be anxious for nothing.
一无挂虑。
Why? Because we can pray.
为什么呢？因为我们会祷告。
If we pray, God can listen to us.
我们祷告，神就会听到我们祷告。
You know, because Psalm chapter 20, they mentioned that, The anointed one, God listened to the one that their supplication, God listened to them.
我们记得诗篇二十章里面大卫所讲的，神保护那所受膏者。
If God do not listen to us, then there's a life is a lot of stress because we have to anxious for it, things that matter in our life.
如果神不聆听我们的祷告，我们生活里面就充满了困难。
But because we can pray.
因为我们可以祷告。
After we are with the 2013, you and I will continue to pray.
在2013年里面，愿你我同心一起祷告。
Things happen and challenge to us, then God actually give us the topic for the topic to pray.
我们遇到的所有的挑战和困难，就是神要安排让我们祷告的话题。
Because the man of God Elisha always dealing with the prayer to solve all the problems.
那神人以利沙就是通过祷告来解决一切问题的。
He prayed for his servant.
他为他的仆人祷告。
And so he prayed for the enemy to get rid of them.
他也为与敌军作战而祷告。
Everything through the prayer.
一切都是通过祷告来进行。
And then we go back to the 2 Kings chapter 6, the last point.
我们现在再回来看列王记下。
But we find out that the Elisha brought this army into the center of Samaria.
我们在看到以利沙把所有的敌军都带到了撒玛利亚城中。
So the king of Israel see that these people now circle around by his own army now.
那以色列王现在就看到了这敌军反而被我军重重包围。
So the verse 21, the king of Israel says, "Shall I kill them? Shall I kill them two times?"
所以以色列王见了他们，就问以利沙说。我父啊，我可以击杀他们吗？
This is the great chance I can get rid of my all the enemies.
这个是一个非常绝妙的机会，去杀掉他所有的敌人。
That's a great chance.
这是一个最棒的机会了。
His army never anybody to be hurt, but he can kill all the enemies by the sword.
他的敌人没有在任何防备情况下，他可以把他们全部都杀死。
This time verse 22, and the man of God says, "You shall not kill them."
但是在22节里面，神人却说不可击杀他们。
Don't kill them.
不要杀他们。
Because would you kill those you have taken captive with your sword and with your bow? He says.
不可击杀他们，就是你用刀用弓掳来的，岂可击杀他们
？Instead of to kill them, give them to eat and give them a drink.
不但不要击杀他们，反而要在他们面前设摆饮食。
He says treat them well.
并且他说要善待他们。
Man of God.
神人。
He never, you know, evil to evil.
从来不是说以
He's showing the love.
恶治恶，以暴制暴。
He with a great love that defeat the enemy.
但是他却是用爱去击垮他的敌人们。
Listen to Romans chapter 12.
我们来看罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12 from verse 16.
罗马书十二章第十六节。
Romans chapter 12 from verse 16 to 21.
罗马书十二章第十六节到二十一节。
Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be a haughty mind, but associate with the lowly. And do not be wise in your own estimations. And never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. 18. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved.But leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, a vengeance is mine, I will repay, say the Lord. 20. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap a burning coal upon his head. 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with the good. Here Paul mentioned about how we can defeat our enemies, evil.
这叫使徒保罗讲到了怎么样战胜敌人。
And in Second King chapter 6 here, the Elisha, his way to defeat the enemy is by the full of love.
在列王记下第六章，以利沙神人所击垮敌人的方法就是用爱。
I thought about at this time because these enemies, armies, they are circled around by the Samaria. At that time, the king led the king to kill them all.
那当所有的敌军亚兰王的军队已经到达了撒玛利亚城中间，以色列王可以轻而易举把他们杀死。
Maybe all the enemies they were all eliminated by once at that time.
也许那一次就可以全部都把他们杀死。
I'm sure because the king of Aram has always a feeling of always have a heart to the hate and the revengeful mind, so that he can prepare later definitely attacking again to the Israel.
那因为那亚兰王里心中充满了愤恨和报复的心，所以他就总是想去侵犯那以色列。
Since this time, this time, do not let this army of Aram do not let this way to go, but to kill them all. Then actually, the evil cycles continue on to in the kingdoms.
假如说当亚兰王的军队被围困在撒玛利亚城中的时候，把他们全部的杀光，以暴以恶治恶的方法呢？这个报复的圈子就会继续下去。
Way to dealing with this situation.
那怎么样才解决呢？就是用爱。
Just feeding them and let them to drink.
为他们饮食。
And treat them very well.
善待他们。
So according to the Second King chapter 6.
根据列王记下第六章
Let them drink, let them eat, prepare the great feast and feeding them, and then let them go back to their country.
为他们大摆宴席，为他们吃，为他们喝，并让他们回到他们主人那里。
According to 6:23, it says, the Aramean did not come again into the land of Israel.
据列王记下六章二十三节里面讲，亚兰军从此以后不再犯以色列境。
No more, they actually come to attack them anymore.
他们就不再来攻打以色列。
This is the true tactic of Christian's life.
这个就是作为基督徒的真正的作为一个基督徒所真正有要有的。
Sometimes it happens that it's hard to avoid, but sometimes happen that we can be enemy together. We can be enemy.
那有时候有一些情况下会让我们跟别人成为敌人。
Somehow things occur and it becomes like, you know, doesn't like each other.
有些事情的发生呢会让我们不喜欢彼此。
How we can get rid of this kind of situation?
怎么样才能够把这些都解决呢？
The man of God, Elisha, is showing us the very, very, godly way with the true love.
神人以利沙就给我们做了一个很好的用爱来解决的榜样。
Church is the place to share the love of Christ.
教会是一个分享神的爱的地方。
If love of God is not in the church,
如果神的爱不在教会里面呢？
The love of God is not in our family.
如果神的爱不在家庭里面？
God He Himself cannot be with us.
神就没有办法与我们。
Maybe we are very great in other sense. Maybe we are very responsible.
也许我们都很有责任心，我们在其他地方
做得很好。We are very capable.
我们很有能力。
We are very gifted.
我们很有才华。
Very talented.
又很有才华。
But if we do not have a true love within us,
但是我们如果心中没有真正的爱，
God cannot be with us.
神不能跟我们在一起。
Maybe church can roll it by as it is our ability.
也许教会还是会继续的发展进行。
But there's no love of God within there.
但是如果是根据人的意见来做，
God
神的爱就不在我们中间。
Cannot be with us.
这样的话，神就不愿意与我们同在。
No, God is love.
神就是爱。
His essence is love.
他就是爱。
Hope that we can, 2013, we always holding this love of God within us.
希望在2013年，我们可以不停的把持住。
Especially when at beginning of the 2013.
尤其是在2013年的开头。
Let us forgive each other.
让我们来宽恕彼此。
Things that we cannot forgive us, then we ask God to give us the power enough to forgive those who.Against us.
如果我们有不能够宽恕别人的东西，就让我们来求问神，给我们可以去原谅别人的能力。
So that we can be the man of God.
所以我们就可以成为神人。
So three points mentioned about this morning.
今天早上讲了三点。
Man of God, Elisha.
以利沙就是神人。
He knows that God is greater than anybody else.
他知道神是比任何人都伟大的。
And he dealing with all the issue with his prayer.
他用祷告来解决他所有的问题。
And also with a big heart, he even accepts the enemies.
并且他心胸宽阔，甚至宽恕他的敌人。
Let us be the man of God, just like Elisha in this year.
让我们就像以利沙一样来成为神人，在今年。
That we can glorify God.
所以我们可以荣耀神。
And His name to be glorified. Also, we can edify our life.
愿他的名得荣耀，也愿我们的生活灵命有所成长。
Yeah, this is the God's way, I fear.
我认为这就是神的道。
Let's sing in 402.
我们来唱诗402首。
Together on 随手而立。I'll cling to in heaven, so precious a thing. That way is no bad way, God's way is the right way. But just in the way, He knows it's the best.
Let us kneel and pray together.
让我们来一起跪下祷告。
Yes, God give us a faith.
对神给我们信心。
So continue, we can trust in Him throughout the 2013.
我们可以继续在2013年里面信靠神。
His Spirit always encourages our heart to continue to pray to Him.
神的灵是不停地鼓励我们的心，让我们要向他祷告。
We never lose our this precious communication with God.
所以我们永远都不会失去这宝贵的跟神的沟通。
Without He lead our life always encounter trouble that we cannot solve any issue then.
没有神的指引，没有神的带领，我们所生活里面所碰到的困难是无法解决的。
We need His help.
我们需要他的帮助。
Even the little things.
甚至包括最细微的小事情
each other.
我们也要彼此互相祷告
Especially you feel that you have a great faith.
尤其是当那些我们认为自己有信心很强的
family, your faith is the, your faith is greater than anybody in a family, you, can pray, you have to pray for your family.
当你在家庭中是信心最强的那一个就愿你也为他人祷告
And also we can continue to pray for the Chicago church.
也继续为我们芝加哥的教会祷告
Because all the brothers and sisters, we are one family.
因为我们所有的弟兄姐妹都是一个大家庭。
We have to pray for ourselves, each other.
我们也要互相祷告，为自己祷告。
And also this holy work.
也要为做圣工祷告。
And also we can share the true love of Christ.
我们可以分享从基督来的真的爱。
So the love of God within us, within our family, and within our church.
愿神的爱灌注我们自己、我们的家庭和我们的教会。
So He gives God is always within us, work with us this way.
所以神可以永远跟我们在一起，可以与我们同工。
Let's kneel down, pray together.
让我们来跪下祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
God.